That's right. It's Monday afternoon, and boy, do we have a good show for you here today. I tell you what, we have Jody and Stephen Chenal. They're here this afternoon to talk about the race for the Helix to raise money for the Genetic Center Foundation. They're also here to give us a personal story about their lives that really are different, but they say it's normal. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're going to talk about this. Jody and Stephen, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Absolutely. Well, I know that, this is going to be, what year now is this race? This is the fourth?
The fourth year, that's right.
And then in next year, you're going to have one in Greenville?
Right. We're looking at springtime next year, and we're hopefully even going to do a couple more locations. But right now, Greenville, we know of.
We know of. Mm-hmm. You know, that is terrific. And I know, having been to the Genetic Center, not for testing of me, but because of all the things that the Genetic Center does and for the 40th anniversary that they just had, mm-hmm. I know that you are very thankful that you were here and the issues that you've had with your children and everything to be able to have the Genetic Center here to see the way and light the way. That's been a big, big help, hasn't it, Jody?
Oh, absolutely. We're thankful, you know, every day that they're right here in our backyard. They're so close to home. And with our children and the issues that we've had, we haven't had to travel far away for specialists. They're right here in town.
You know, that is what makes the genetics story so fascinating, that if it hadn't been for Jim Self wanting to put money into this, mm-hmm. and Dr. Stevenson and Dr. Taylor wanting to start an organization like this, we could have not had it here.
That's right. It could have been somewhere else.
That's exactly
right. I mean, it was
right.
A location picked out. If anyone's followed on the history of it, it's very interesting. I personally did not know about it until reading the 40th anniversary mm-hmm. pamphlet, and I was just consumed with the history of it. It's yeah. wonderful. Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful, and the people that are here in Greenwood, sometimes I think we all don't know enough about what the Genetic Center does unless you have a direct relationship to the Genetic Center. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, what do you do?
I'm a personal trainer at Wellness Works. We're associated with Self Regional Hospital, so I get to work in workout clothes all day long.
Aren't you lucky? and I guess working with that, you also like to run, is that correct?
I do a lot of triathlon. Before that it was mostly cycling, but as my family got larger and I was more trying to be appropriate of their time, I thought triathlon was the next best sport to go to. So it's more family centered. They can come out, watch me race. We're done in an hour and a half for some of the short races, and we have a good time.
Absolutely. Now, how about you, Jody? Have you gotten into triathlons?
No, ma'am. From the sidelines.
From the sidelines. Right. You're the cheerleader,
my
right?
My biggest supporter.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
you go.
Biggest fans, but no, ma'am.
No, you're not going to get into that. I don't blame you. But now, Jody, you stay at home. You take care of the kids.
I do. I sure do.
And that's a full-time job, isn't it?
You know, it really is. It's full time, but it's the most rewarding job. It really is.
Absolutely. Now, how old are your children?
Tyler is 10. He's our oldest, and then Riley will be 4 in November.
Wow, that's been quite a road. Now, you didn't know that there was anything wrong with your youngest, Riley, until you were getting ready to hopefully have this child 8 months into the pregnancy.
Exactly. I mean, we were totally ready for her. You know, her name was picked out, her room was ready and everything, and just went to a doctor's appointment one day. They had said I was measuring, my belly was measuring kind of small, so went in just to do an ultrasound, just to do a quick check on things, and then we found out from there that something definitely was going on.
You know, looking back on that, that had to be I'll use the word horrific time.
Yes, ma'am, to say the least. Probably most definitely the hardest time of our life.
Mm-hmm. And yet nobody really knew what was wrong.
Exactly. You know, my doctor sent us the very next day to a specialist in Greenville that did a 4D ultrasound on Riley, and he's the one that actually picked up all the birth defects and how small she really was. And we just, up until that point, we had no clue that anything was out of the ordinary at all.
Now, how did it make you feel? You had to be in your mind going over, is there something that you did? Because we all think we're always the responsible ones, right?
Right, right. You know, we were being told by this doctor that, you know, things were terribly wrong and that she would most possibly be incompatible with life. And all I could think of was, I'm taking my vitamins. I stopped drinking my coffee every day. I've laid off Starbucks. You know, I've done everything right. You know, how can this be?
And so when she was born, actually, did you have to have a cesarean? Is that
right?
Yes,
ma'am. I sure did.
Because she came early, or what? I remember reading the story.
Right. It was right at a month after that appointment. I had to go to the doctor twice a week, and they would monitor her heart. They would do a non-stress test. And during one of the tests, on that particular day, her heart rate just plummeted during the test. And the doctor came in, and she was reading the printout that the test spits out. And she said, oh, my gosh, we need to go have this baby now. And on top of that, my fluid was really low. And so she made that decision and sent us right on over to the hospital.
What was going through your mind?
Fear. I was absolutely terrified. At that point, we just didn't know. We didn't know exactly what we were going to be facing, and we were just ready to have her and to hold her, and we were scared to death.
How about you, Stephen? How was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, fear doesn't even describe, because, you know, you try to be there for the family, and in your mind, you're trying to be tough, but in a sense, you know, your little girl is distressed. You've already been given, in our opinion, a very poor outlook of how things are going to end up anyway, and then we're being rushed to the hospital. So, you know, where some people, or even with our first child, we were excited, we were ready. This time we were like, you know, we hope the NICU is going to be ready. We hope we have the best doctors today. You're just hoping. And that's all you really can do, because at that point, it's out of your hands. All you're doing is sitting back for the ride, and, you know, you hope for a good outcome.
Right, because they had told us several times with her heart defect, you know, the doctors went back and forth, we need to make sure she's delivered in Charleston, or we need to send her here.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was just terrifying. And then finally they made the decision, well, it'll be okay to have her here in Greenwood. But still, up until that moment that she was born, we were just on edge, just terrified.
We didn't have a direction at that point. Even when we left the high-risk pregnancy, our game plan was, we're going to ad hoc it. We're going to just make it up as we go, because, again, there was no distinguishing what was going to be our outcome.
Nobody could tell you what the playbook was going to be here.
Exactly. Right. All we had was an early FISH test when our first visit with the high risk, where they were doing, just looking for trisomy 13 or, you know, any other kind of fatal genetic disorders, but which, you know, obviously came back and negative.
Right.
But still, we didn't know. So here we go. We know we're heading to the hospital. Jody's calling me. I'm at work, and on the way we go.
I bet your heart just sunk. I mean, seriously. I mean, here you are. You've got to be ready now. It's now. It's like now or never type thing, right?
That's correct.
Wow. So what was your daughter born with? What are the defects that your daughter has?
Okay. Her diagnosis is a chromosome 1 Q43 Q44 deletion.
That's I've read about that one. That's one of the big ones out there that I've read about,
no
Jody.
Clinical name.
Doesn't
no
have a, name. You know, a nice named after anyone. It's just the part of the chromosome that she's missing. That's the name of her disorder.
Now, is that very rare?
It is. It actually is a rare disorder.
Rare. Are there other children with this disorder that you know of?
There are. Okay. And we've actually been very fortunate through the wonderful internet and Facebook to meet families who are in our same shoes. You know, we've not found anybody in South Carolina with the same diagnosis, but we've, in the United States, we've met two families, one in Kentucky and one from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
They share the same diagnosis, and we've gotten together.
Now, at any time during this, did they say, you know, you might want to think about aborting this?
You know, no. So late in the game, which, just personally from our standpoint, that never would be an option anyway.
Right, but I just wanted, because, you know, you read about these things where people are told, you know, you should just go ahead. And, you know, my mother had a Down syndrome child. Mm-hmm. And when he was born, he actually was older than me. When he was born in a Catholic hospital. And they actually put him aside to let him die.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
You know, this was just, he's not going to make it, so why should we waste the time? Yeah, it is. But they put him aside in the nursery away from all the other children. Now, I don't know what brought him back in. I guess I do know, because he was born in a regular hospital and they took him to a Catholic hospital. The nuns took him and took care of him.
Huh.
Times have changed.
Thank goodness
yeah,
for that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was back in the early 50s. Mm-hmm. So it has really changed. But to get back to your story, so she's born. She's got now what kind of defects? We have a heart defect.
Yes, ma'am, which was ruled to be non-life-threatening, which was just a huge burden off of our shoulders. Sure. She has agenesis of the corpus callosum, which means she's missing part of her brain.
Oh, my goodness.
Words we had never heard before, right. That we've, you know, become experts in. She has epilepsy because of this. Very low muscle tone, which not only affects, you know, her arms and legs and makes her unable to walk, but it affects all of her body systems as well.
Digestive and everything.
Yes.
Wow.
So it affects many, many things.
Now, those are all muscles, aren't they?
That's right.
But you're a personal trainer, aren't you?
And we train almost every day. Well, I take that back. I, honestly, with Jody, I have to give her a little credit. You know, she never turns off. She never clocks out at home. So when we talk about a stay-at-home mom, she does some amazing work because her time does not go from 9 to 5.
Right.
Her time is from 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. again. So she's definitely the rock there. So I can't take credit for anything that Riley does
that
way.
But did you help train her in how to do muscle exercises
and
stuff?
I have to say, because this was a new realm, if it was something I did with work, it'd be a different story. But with Riley, and any child really, for that matter, with low muscle tone, you know, we have some great, you know, people that we work with through therapy. OT mm-hmm. and PT are essential, which, while early intervention is so vital for Riley's story, mm-hmm. because of the diagnosis we were able to get through GGC.
That's right.
Without that early intervention, we would not see Riley crawling today right now. And it may be later on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of that, we may be able to see Riley one day take a walk in a stander maybe, or maybe even on her own. We don't know.
But she has a lot more options because of the early diagnosis.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yes.
Most definitely.
And we credit that completely to mm-hmm. you know, our early finding out what's going on and how to address those situations.
Now, I understand that early in the game, when she was still at the NICU, that Dr. Skinner got involved.
Yes.
From the genetic center.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Let's see. From the moment when Stephen and I met with the maternal fetal specialist, you know, we delivered our sample ourselves, our amniotic sample, to the genetic center, and we hadn't met Dr. Skinner at that point, but when Riley was born, he evaluated her in the NICU. Miraculously, you know, his intervention we're just so thankful for, but he did, and he noted dysmorphic features, you know, with her appearance, and from that he said, you know, we should do further chromosome analysis on her, more in-depth testing. So he recommended the microarray testing, mm-hmm. and that is what actually picked up her deletion.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and that was while she was still in the NICU?
Right, well, they did that testing then, and it took just a few weeks.
Right.
So we had gotten home by the time we received her diagnosis, but behind the scenes, all of that was going on.
Well, that is truly awesome. Hey, I'm here with Jody and Stephen Chenal. We are going to be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm talking with Jody and Stephen Chenal. They have two great kids, although their normal is not maybe yours and my normal, but as Felton Burton used to say, normal is a setting on the dryer. And I know if Felton Burton was here today, he'd be here giving you a big hug.
We'd give him one right back.
Absolutely. So, you know, we were talking about you took Riley home. Now, in this process, you also found out what issues your own son had, who must have been 6 at the time.
Right. He was 6 years old.
And what did you find out about your son?
Well, right before all of these issues arose in my pregnancy, he was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome.
Talk about when it rains, it pours, honey.
Right. It was kind of like double whammy.
Right. But you and but he had never been diagnosed before until this time.
Exactly. He had been diagnosed with ADHD and sensory processing disorder, but up until that point, we never had a firm. We suspected that he was high functioning autism, but we never had a firm diagnosis until we found the right doctor.
You know, when you talk about autism, you know, the PSAs that are on the radio and everything, 1 in 68. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable.
And
isn't
then
it?
Even higher for the boys. I think it's like 1 in 42.
Wow.
Are male.
Wow, it's really hard to figure that one out, isn't it? But you've had the advantage of the genetic center there, helping and working with you. We had the opportunity to talk to one of the doctors over there that is working on, when we did our tour over there, that's working on autism. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name right off the bat. He's
Dr.
the head.
Charles Schultz.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
We had opportunity to talk to him. And I asked him, I said, so is there going to be a cure for autism? Mm-hmm. He says, well, I'm not going to tell you that, Anne. He says, maybe in 10 years we might know. But he said the biggest thing that I thought was very interesting about autism, it seems that everybody is figuring out maybe on an individual basis what the autism is for that child. But we haven't come across a spectrum which addresses all autism, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I think in just recently, I guess it was about 2 years ago, that they actually rolled all that into an autism spectrum instead of being individually labeled like that. And I think a lot of that had to do with that was probably like insurance purposes, mm-hmm. because it was a growing factor in the U.S., and I'm sure it's a growing factor, you know, through a lot of countries like that. So as the research gets better and they can identify, you know, I expect big things. It's a big study that the Genetic Center is doing right now, and mm-hmm. I'm excited. And Tyler was very excited to be part of it. As a matter of fact, he lit up when he knew he was going to give blood to help go toward this goal of identifying high-functioning, you know, autism.
Yeah, I think I read you just had an article in the Index Journal. And what did he say? It's cool to have what he has.
Right.
I think that's what isn't that what he
that's
said?
Right. Yeah. He said he'd never change himself for it either.
Because it's a part of, he always says, it's a part of who I am.
Yep.
Now, he's supposed to be very good at cars and identifying cars and everything. Just tell us, just give us a little idea what that if I was to meet Tyler, what would he be most interested in and make sure that he knew?
Well, we've kind of switched from cars now to reptiles is his thing.
Reptiles,
now.
Okay.
So he would probably test your knowledge of venomous and non-venomous snakes.
Okay. He probably really liked that, that I have turtles. I raise a box turtle.
Oh, he would love it. And
okay.
He has his own, as a matter of fact.
Does he? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So our house is, with our new obsessions, we do encourage him. Anything he does, we try not to hold him back. And I'll come back to a different story on that, but... with Tyler, with the reptiles right now, he has geckos and bearded dragons, and he can walk into Petco here in town, and everybody knows him by name. He's been on
YouTube.
He's
the authority, right?
That's right. That's right. People call us to remove snakes from their house because we know that we'll do it humanely and remove them somewhere else in a safe manner, and he can identify any and every species by proper name at that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
did you ever think you'd be into that, Stephen?
No, you know, but you know, his hobby turns into my hobby later. So,
yeah.
You know, it comes to be that I'm taking care of the reptiles more than he is, but
yes.
He's having a good time with them. So that's all that matters. And we do encourage that for him.
That's right. Yeah. So what is his prognosis future? He's going to school. Yes,
yes he is. He's in a regular mainstream classroom. Very bright. You know, he makes very good grades.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, a few years ago he had, you know, he'd be pulled out of his class for special resource time, but he's not even having to do that now. He's doing very, very well.
Wow. I bet he's excited about the race coming up.
Very.
Yes, he is. He is very excited about it. He, you know, he is a part of it as much as me and Jody have ever been. When it comes to that morning, he'll be running around with us. He'll be with me or he'll be with Jody. And we try to do a lot of meet and greet before the race starts. Of course, obviously, it's pretty busy. And we expect a really busy year this year, but...
Now, the race is...
It's going to be October 4th.
Okay,
That's Saturday, right?
Yes.
Oh, Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking a vacation after this year.
Are you? Okay, I don't blame you.
A home vacation. But, no, I mean, it's a lot. It's fun, and we do try to put everything we have into it every year we do it. So we're very proud of it. We really are. It means a lot.
Right, and I think... I think, if I'm understanding this correctly, you wanted to give something back to the Genetic Center. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, not long after we received Riley's diagnosis and we're navigating through this new world, we just couldn't get over how compassionate Dr. Skinner and everybody at GGC was to us. So we racked our brains and tried to think of a way, how can we give back not only to them, but through them to other families in our shoes? And that's how Race the Helix was born.
It's pretty amazing. Now, you've raised, how much money has it raised in the first 3 years here?
In the first 3 years, a little over $10,000.
That's awesome.
We're very, very proud of that.
That's awesome, very because so. Let's see, what do you charge to run in the race?
For the 5K, it's $20, and then for the walk, the one-mile fun run walk, it's $15.
I'm telling you, that takes a lot of those to add up, doesn't it?
It does, but, you know, without our sponsors that we have, we've had a great turnout by Greenwood sponsors, and up until this year, mostly had been in Greenwood. This year, though, we did have some out-of-state sponsorships and donations as well, and it's really made a huge difference, and we actually expect a really great year for our Race to Helix this year.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. You know, this is what life is all about, isn't it? Giving back.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing. We always say how our focus in life has totally changed now. You know, since our children have come along, they've changed our minds and our hearts, and this is what we're supposed to do.
It's hard to figure that out, though, sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to figure that out when you're challenged with something and you don't really know what direction to go.
You're right. A lot of people, you know, they plan careers and they base their lives around their careers. But, you know, we found that I can say that we're much more happier now than we have ever been with any career path we could have ever chosen because of our kids. It's just, you know, they've changed our outlook on life completely.
And our purpose, you know, our drive and, you know, what our purpose is now.
And we try to pass it along to anyone else that wants to listen to us or even wants to participate or even wants to sit there and read it in the paper. So I hope that they come away with the same feeling that we have. You know, every time I go in there and pick up my baby girl out of the crib, or, you know, I go pick my son up from school and he's ready to go home and have McDonald's with me or something like that. So,
you mean you've gotten the ability to be a kid all over again? Is that what
Basically,
you're telling us,
yeah,
Stephen?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you can never outgrow it. You know, I got to meet my brother long after he was grown up and long after he had been institutionalized, and then he was living in a group home. And I discovered him just by dialing telephone numbers and trying to find him after my father had died. But one of the most joyful times that I can remember is when my brother came down here for a week. And it was just terrific. I mean, I would go up and see him, but he came down and we got to go out on the boat on the lake. And we went out to eat at McDonald's and we did all this stuff. And when he left, he just stood there, and he didn't know that I was his sister, really. I mean, maybe he did, but there was a relative connection there. But he knew he liked me. And he stood there when he was getting in the car to go, and he just stood there, and he was very short. And he would look up at me, and you could just tell it had been a really great week for him, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It is. And that's what you're talking about, but you have it on a daily basis.
Exactly. And
well, on a weekly basis. Maybe not on a daily basis. I'm sure it's challenging on some days.
There are some days.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some days.
But those memories that I'm sure are so precious to you, it's like, you know, things like that have taught us, live in the moment. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. Just live in the moment and celebrate each and every day.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Jody and Stephen Chanel. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Riley's Hope, Race the Helix to raise money for the Genetic Center Foundation. And truthfully, I can't think of anything better to do. You know, a while back, we helped out with a Make-A-Wish Foundation, Frank Elliott and his son. His son had had cancer, had been up at the center in Greenville, and they got a trip to Disney World, where you stayed at a hotel where you could eat ice cream anytime you wanted it. Oh. Wow, is that special?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, talk about being a kid, Steve. Yeah, okay. Anyways, and when it was all over, said and done, he's now well. The family and he wanted to do something for Make-A-Wish. So they did a fundraiser. And that's what it's all about, is giving back and helping raise money. And they were blown away by the support that they got from the community.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
It makes a big
deal. That's incredible.
It does.
With Race the Helix, you know, we had two goals in mind with Race the Helix. One was the fundraising for Greenwood, the GGC Foundation. The second, though, was the awareness factor. You know, when we came away from our first diagnosis with Riley 8 months, you know, Jody 8 months pregnant with Riley, we had no answers, nowhere to turn. And we decided at that point we didn't want another family to go through that same horrific day that we went through.
Mm-hmm. And to be in the dark.
That's
to be
right.
In the dark.
And
yes.
It doesn't mean the diagnosis changes for the family. I mean, it's going to be what it is. But at least now we can reach out to some of those families and say there is other hope. You know, you may be told this, and the doctor is going to give it to you as blunt as possible, because I understand that's what doctors do. But we get, you know, another 5 yards up the field, and we have another path we can take. Mm-hmm. Or there's more information out there. Or we can get early intervention. Or we can get specific testing that we're looking for. That's the other portion of Race the Helix, and that's another big achievement that we love to celebrate with Race the Helix, is that we can bring people, the community, into Greenwood Genetics Center and say, it's here, it's in your backyard, and it's available.
And just like so many people, when you found out about this, you had no idea that the Greenwood Genetics Center was here, and where they were going to send your amniotic fluid and everything was to Greenwood Genetics Center.
That's right. And we left the office with our sample that day. Obviously, we were very distraught, but you know, we knew it was in Greenwood, but we had to still ask for directions.
We had no idea how to get there.
Right.
10 minutes from our home, and we had no idea where they were located.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, the collaboration that is coming with Clemson mm-hmm. and the Genetic Center is going to be huge. And the other industries that eventually will be on that campus will be huge, not only in economic development for Greenwood County, but also for the people that need help. And the fact that the Greenwood Genetics Center has been here 40 years, and I think the fact that our state works with the Greenwood Genetics Center is a big deal. And, you know, they say they do this in other states, but I asked Dr. Skinner, he said, because we're ahead of the curve, because the state realized that if they could help diagnose, then they could come up with treatment, and then they could make useful people, and I like to say taxpayers, for our state. But I asked him, was it because we have a smaller state that they were able to work better? And he thought that that might actually be part of it.
Okay.
So as you traveled down this road, you said you found some unique support groups.
That's right.
Right.
That's what it's called, right?
That's right. Unique.
Yes.
Exactly. And they're based out of the UK. And Dr. Skinner is the one who told us about Unique. And what they do is they put families in contact with other families with the same rare genetic disorder. So it may be a family in another country, but it's someone who shares the same diagnosis and is going through what you're going through. And then from that, we were able to branch off and find a Facebook support group specific to Riley's diagnosis, which was huge for us. It's honestly changed our life.
How many people are on that Facebook page?
Wow, it has grown to over 100 now.
Yeah, I think last night, and I feel bad because I've never actually joined until physically last night, because we were discussing some families, and I think it's a little over 100 right now.
Right.
100
and
families.
It's just growing, and every day it seems like we have new members, and it's amazing to me because it's because of all the new technology out there and how things are evolving that children are receiving their diagnosis earlier on, and it's amazing to me. There is one family that's a part of the group. They have a daughter who's 32 years old, and
wow, does that give you good feeling?
Absolutely. And you know, she didn't receive her diagnosis until just a few years ago, but mm-hmm. she's very inspiring to us.
Absolutely. Now, you went to England this summer,
Yes,
we did.
We had a very great opportunity to go stay with some friends of ours who also has a daughter with the same chromosome deletion. And while we were there, we traveled over to Amsterdam to meet another family that Jody and our friends had been in contact with. And you guys have been friends for, Jody, y'all been friends for over 2 years before we actually physically met.
Now, did you take your children with you?
Yes, we sure did. And like Stephen said, we had all been in contact, and the family from England had come over here the year before. So we had gotten to be forged a really great friendship. Yeah. And then we got to actually meet five other families, including the family from Holland. We had been in contact for years, and to sit down face-to-face and to meet was the most amazing experience.
It was.
I bet you cried.
Oh, we all cried. And
just to I bet you.
And just to be in the same room with people who get it and know everything that you say, they're like, I understand that. I'm going through that, or I'm going through it right now, was just the best experience for us.
I bet it relieved a lot of stress, too.
Definitely. Most definitely.
And now I bet you're probably even closer because you've been able to meet
face. Because we've met in person. And, you know, when we left, you know, we were all like, well, we've got to meet each other again. So one family that lives in England, they're planning to come over here in a couple of years. And then our friends in Holland, we're like, we've got to get together again. So they're just lifelong friendships.
That's right. Yeah.
That's one of the good things about the internet, isn't it?
Yeah, the very few. And I have to say about Facebook as well. I mean, say what you will about social media and Facebook and Twitter and anything else out there. These moms, which really I have to step back on this, it's mostly the moms who, you know, are the caregiver to these children. You know,
sure.
I know my role as a father, but these moms are able to also support one another, and not just because of their children that they share, but, you know, hey, my husband came home today and he's ready for dinner, and you know, they can relate to that because, you know,
and dinner's not ready because Riley's having a problem.
Exactly.
And so Taylor's not being right. And yes,
it's good. The friends in England, I'm glad to see the closeness that Jody and the other young lady has, because they do go through a lot together and they do share a lot. And, you know, it's amazing because both children are very similar in age. And so it's wonderful to see them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very tough to leave, not because only it was England, but because it was just hard to come back and know that we won't be able to do nothing but Skype, you know, or something like that. So.
Sure.
And their normal too. So, you know, we just all were sitting around together and we're given medications and we're feeding on our schedule and we're just everything is so in sync together.
Yeah. And you don't have that here. I mean, a lot of people probably are empathetic
to,
but they're not living it day to day. They may come and stay over for a few hours or see you guys or something, but it's not like
the behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do have some good friends here in the U.S. as well.
Definitely, yes. Sure. Supportive friends.
In fact, we were trying to actually probably make an arrangement of a meeting really soon, but again, it's just we're so sporadic but just so set off from, you know, different state here and different state there. There's nobody in South Carolina that we can like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? You want to get the kids together, or, you know, we just don't have that. So,
you know, one of the things that I was thinking about though, and, you know, I don't, from a question aspect, you know, when it's a disease or chromosome retardation or whatever, when there is a large group of them, in some aspects, it's easier and it gets a lot more attention, right, in the media and everything.
Sure.
You know, look at what's happened with ALS this summer,
sure,
with the Bucket Challenge and this type of thing, and how much money was raised for their organization to help find a cure. And when you look at that, I mean, that was just dollars and dollars, and everybody was doing it.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hard when you have something that is so rare. And how do you feel as far as, well, would there be a cure, number one, or is this something that you just learn to live with and adapt to? What is the genetic center? What is their feeling?
Well, I mean, I think what we've heard so far and you know, what we've understood of biology is that to cure a chromosome deletion, it's going to be a lot longer in time period where, say, for an example, I've read that they've already started to be able to take an extra chromosome out of that DNA sequence at a very molecular stage, at a very, you know, when the egg is splitting. They're not able to duplicate that yet, you know, in utero, but could they one day be able to add back in a deletion? It would be hard to say, because what we've read, what we've seen, they're more closer to removing an extra chromosome than they are to add back in.
Sure.
And or block, I should say, not take away. They actually block it, is what I understand.
And, you know, we've talked about that quite a lot, actually, and we always say with Riley, you know, would we change if we could? And honestly, I would not change her for the world. If I could do anything to make the struggles for her less, you know, and make life a little easier for her,
make her muscles be able to work better.
Exactly. Right. You know, of course we would do that, but to change, you know, who she is, you know, absolutely not. She's incredible.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, in large groups, I guess it's easier for them to have, and they have more, I'll say, test subjects, because there's more people in that situation, so that they can maybe do more. It has to be tough to be in that situation where you're one of, well, you said 100 people on a Facebook page. Yeah, that makes it tough. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are here with the Chenals. They're having this big Race the Helix to raise money for the Genetic Center Foundation and also make you realize what a wonderful facility we have right here in the Genetic Center. So you stay right here. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors that make all this possible, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller right here with the Chenals. They would really like you to come out. Now, it's not too late for people to come out this Saturday, is it, Stephen?
It is not too late. Now, we'll do day of registration.
Okay.
And they'll just need to show up between 7 and 7:45. I know that's early in the morning for some folks, but come on out and with your $20.
To the Genetic Center.
To the Genetic Center, correct. Mm-hmm. With your $20, if you do the 5K, it's a wonderful course. It's slightly hilly. But with that, you'll get a wonderful T-shirt. Afterwards, we're going to provide local sponsor McDonald's is providing food. Local coffee is coming from Starbucks, which...
I'm telling you what, it don't go any better than that now.
Starbucks and breakfast every morning.
There you go.
And plus, you know, we have some, we have live music. We'll have a little bouncy house for the kids. The Genetic Center will be open for tours if you're interested. The Gene Machine will be out there. If you've not understood what the Gene Machine is, I'm sure you saw it during the 40th. They go from county to county, and it's an outreach program. They also do educational work with children as well, where they can come on board and they can actually do some DNA, you know, stuff.
Right.
I'm not too sure what they do in there, but
it's really interesting. Though the kids love it.
The kids absolutely love it, and you know, we'll have the fire department out there, and it's just going to be a good time. It's not like a come race, be competitive, and just go away.
And you have lots of categories. I saw that.
Yes.
Every top category is a male and a female winner, correct?
That's right.
And how many categories are there? Because I was thinking I might could fill out for one of those.
Exactly.
They start with young, with kids all the way up through seniors.
That's exactly right.
And then we'll have an overall male and overall female finisher as well.
So this is about winning, all winners, right?
That's right. Everybody that comes out wins, for sure. Right.
That's great. Definitely. So $15 for the...
1 mile walk and 20 for the 5K.
That's it. That's cheap.
It is.
That's cheap, I'm telling you. And you get a T-shirt, too?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. You'll be well recognized around town or even outside of town.
Absolutely. Well, that is terrific. So make sure you go out there. Great. You can bring the whole family. Right?
The whole family? Very family friendly. That's
absolutely
right.
So make sure you do that. This is to help the Greenwood Genetics, the foundation out there, but it's also to bring recognition to this area for the fact that we have an awesome center here and the fact that it is recognized around the world.
Exactly.
I mean, how was it to be out in California?
Oh, it was good. It was a whirlwind few days, and we had an opportunity that... Jody and I have always, you know, talked about is that if we ever do anything, we would always love to go out and, you know, tell our story to people and, you know, bring that awareness to other other families that possibly need it. And we actually received that feedback, and it was wonderful to hear it. So we went out to California to meet with a company called Affymetrix. They make a DNA array testing procedure machine that was actually used when Riley first did her diagnosis.
So it was the technology that actually found her diagnosis.
Wow.
You know, through Greenwood Genetics Center. And we were able to stand up on stage and thank them and let their employees know that you may not know that in your day-to-day work how important what you're doing is, but it's changing lives.
Absolutely.
For families like us.
Absolutely. Is this the machine that just got approved?
Through the FDA.
Right,
correct.
Right.
Yeah, you probably heard about it during
right.
the...
When we were out there for our tour, we were talking about that.
That's right. So Greenwood Genetics Center and Affymetrics combined a lot of research, and they did a lot of laboratory work to get to that point where FDA mm-hmm. did approve this procedure.
And what that means, by being approved by that, that insurance will now be able to pay for this, and it's really relatively affordable.
It really is. DNA can be expensive. I think when we first did ours, we didn't know, you know, really what the cost was involved. And we were very lucky that the Greenwood Genetics Center did step in and help with that. But, you know, DNA testing can be very expensive, and they're actually bringing faster technology, more accurate technology at a more affordable price.
Sure.
And now with the ability for insurance to step in and pay for that or pay for whatever part it is, that makes it that much more better that families can get those answers quicker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, we when we think about this, we hate to hear of anybody having to go through this. But on the flip side, having the information, having the ability to deal with this, Jody, has to have taken a big load off of you.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You know, we've come from a very dark place to now just a very positive place.
Yeah, and Riley is growing and doing well.
She's doing very well. You know, and we have an array of specialists that we see that follow her, and we make sure you
does
know,
she have
things
her own Facebook
well.
Page?
Well,
yeah,
we do
not,
have a Race to Helix Facebook page.
Race to Helix,
we do have that out there if you want to like us. But.
Right, but she is. She's doing very well, and she's progressing. And Steve and I always say, you know, a lot of parents measure things in milestones. We measure in inch stones, and every little inch stone that we hit is progress and it's success for us. So
absolutely.
She's doing very well.
You know, it in some aspects, it's nice to be able to celebrate those small things mm-hmm. on whether it's a weekly or a monthly basis, to be able to have these small things. And I'll bet sometimes it hurts when you see somebody else is walking or somebody else is doing this.
Definitely.
But to be able to step back and say, but today, Riley did this.
That's right.
And to know that is a milestone for her. And to look at yourself and be able to say, and I helped do this.
Right.
And because you are working full-time doing this with all the, I've got it from Stephen here, all the exercise and the food and all this other stuff.
But I have to give so much credit to her therapists with Self Regional Healthcare. They're incredible. And, you know, they don't just work with her there. They educate me so that when I'm at home with her, you know, I know things to do with her because I try to maximize what they're putting in.
Sure.
So that makes a huge difference.
And it's good that you have a good relationship, and they probably care as much about Riley as you do, you know, because they're part of the family.
That's
and
right.
They have been, you know, since she was 5 months old. So they're just, I can't say enough great things about them. They're wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, Aya, and Jody, this has been a true pleasure to have you here. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I know it's hard to come out and tell your story like this, but I'm going to tell you what. I know a lot of people sitting out there really appreciate the fact that you took the time to tell and share your story and to help the Greenwood Genetics Center for that, but also to let other parents know that there's help out there. That this is not mm-hmm. something that you go through alone.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you and all your listeners for giving us the opportunity to come out today and, you know, tell you a little bit about Riley and tell you a little bit about mm-hmm. the Greenwood Genetics Center and a little bit about us. And I hope, you know, with that, you sit back and look at your life a little differently now because of such.
Absolutely.
Right. And we feel like we have all this, you know, education and experience now, and we have the drive to share that with other people. If our story can help one person, then we've done the right thing.
Absolutely.
In sharing.
Absolutely. So from darkness comes light.
Absolutely. You got it.
Absolutely. Well, Jody, thank you so much for coming out here today.
Thank you, Ann, so much for having us.
And Stephen, thank you for coming out here today.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for having us.
And everybody needs to be out there. Whether you race or not, go ahead and ante up $20 or $15 and come out there and have a good time because breakfast from McDonald's, you know, that's my favorite. That's right. And Starbucks out there and all the other good things. And do take time to tour the Genetic Center. You will be amazed at what goes on behind those doors.
Yep. Most definitely.
Absolutely. Well, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Again, Jody and Stephen, Chanel, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.